Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chair. Inicio reno.
I should like to start by reiterating my delegation's support for the very focused way in which you have been directing the work of our group of experts, which has allowed for significant exchange of ideas on some substantive topics. In this context, whilst reiterating the need to continue with the codification and progressive development of laws and standards on an international level which are applicable to armed conflicts, I should like to recall that Peru, together with other states, submitted a draft protocol on autonomous weapons systems, Protocol Number 6. As can be seen in that document, and in relation to the topics which are currently under discussion on what the legality of the laws depends on, Peru considers, with regard to bullet point number 3, that we prefer mention to the expression human control or meaningful human control as a preference. This refers to maintaining human actions and the preservation of a judgment and human intervention over and above the use of force. And this, amongst other aspects, includes the following elements. One, the capacity to redefine or amend the objectives or missions of the weapon system, or to adapt it in another way to the context, to deactivate, to abort, or to terminate, or to interrupt their functioning, and use as necessary, and to limit their function of auto-initiation. Secondly, the capacity to limit the scope and the scale of use of the weapon system, including in terms of time and space, and to restrict their parameters and capacity to select objectives. So that means the capacity to select. Thirdly, the capacity to understand and explain the functioning of the weapon system, looking to be able to provide a retrospective explanation which would satisfy legal and other types of requirements relating to the functioning of the weapon system, including attribution of responsibility and accountability. Thank you very much.